Unknown to most Australians, the 400-year-old Indian sport of kabaddi has been growing in this country. But now Australian kabaddi is in the international spotlight for cheating. Australia's been named the sport's worst offender for performance-enhancing drugs. And Australia has been thrown out of the Kabaddi World Cup. It's the first ever suspension in a tournament beset by drug scandals. But organisers in Australia doubt the integrity of the testing body. They're calling the results suspicious. Eleanor Bell compiled this report.
It's a game with a huge history on the subcontinent that's been steadily growing in popularity in Australia. Kabaddi is a physical, often violent game. It's a cross between Aussie rules and wrestling, but with no ball. But at the World Cup in India this week, after five Australian players failed drug tests and two more fled from testers, Australia was left without enough players to field a team. Afghanistan was awarded the walkover. The Australian Kabaddi Federation Secretary, Ravinder Singh, says he wasn't surprised by the test results.
I was expecting a couple of players, but not five.
Australian organisers were given just 2 months to construct a team. 1 week before they were due to fly out, Mr. Singh was asked to drug test players. But the testing was going to take too long and the team was sent unchecked. India's independent National Anti-Doping Authority conducted the tests in India. But Mr. Singh says he has no confidence in the integrity of the authority.
I know most of the other teams are in the same situation, but the main teams, you don't see any of the players being disqualified because, well, the main team is actually the Indian team, and they won it last year, and I think they're going to win it this year as well. And I know for a fact, because I know some of these players personally or know them through someone else, that they do take steroids, but none of them got disqualified and they all have been tested, so I don't think the results are right.
Mr. Singh says he suspects political interference and corruption within the sport.
It's very fishy. You know, it's very suspicious of what they're doing.
In Australia, the sport isn't covered by the Australian Sport Commission, nor is it recognised by the International Olympic Committee. The Australian Minister for Sport, Mark Abib, says the allegations will be investigated.
Well, I'm always concerned when I see any Australian athlete accused or found guilty of breaching anti-doping laws. Certainly it'll be a matter that the Australian Sports Commission will look at.
Do you have any concerns about the impartiality or indeed the integrity of the National Anti-Doping Agency?
Well, this is not the Australian Anti-Doping Authority we're talking about. They've had no involvement, is my understanding, in this process. We're talking about an overseas authority. I don't have the details in front of me to be able to make a judgment one way or the other. As I've said, there are questions about this sport's international recognition, and that obviously would have an effect or an impact on the undertakings of an anti-doping authority. So we'd need to look at that and get some more details before I could give you a judgment one way or the other.
Back in India, the tournament has been attracting crowds in the tens of thousands. Mr. Singh says TV networks can expect large audiences during the finals, and especially for the games between India and Pakistan, which he claims may explain Australia's disqualification.
Eleanor Bell.